when you contemplate some situation, that as long as there is still some tension or some pain regarding it, it means that you didn't come to the right understanding of it, the right idea. But once you understood really the situation and all of it, it kind of drops. There would be no unpleasant kind of painful feelings about it.
Yes, and you still have to keep investigating. You know, I mean, in general, it's a really good measure. I mean, it is a really good measuring stick, very trustworthy, because that sense of the kind of tension in the mind, or of a kind of conflict in the heart, is sort of like, okay, something's not quite resolved yet. But then, even when we do, because sometimes, you know, I mean, that's why the Buddha points to the things that are can still be obstacles, can even be things that are desirable and pleasant. The defilements of insight. Are incredibly desirable, radiance, mindfulness, energy, all of the good things that we're trying to do. So that still needs to be investigated to see, is there any residual, because there can be maybe a grief at seeing it changing, or a desperation to hold on to it because it is so good, a fear of losing it. But in general, yes, that sense of paying attention to the feeling of tension or conflict or a lack of clarity is a trustworthy guide.
I would say that also that there's a difference between pain and suffering. So just like you can have a physical pain, like the teaching of the arrow, so that there can be physical pain, and it's still painful. There's still the dukkha of that painful feeling, but the mind can hold it in such a way that it's absolutely not a problem. So it's still painful. So there can still be like a difficult situation, like, you know, cold weather, and you're not wearing a jacket, like it's freezing, so it's still uncomfortable, and there can be that the mind open and equanimous with that, but it's still uncomfortable. And so the Sala Sutta, the arrow, only talks about physical pain, but I would say it does also translate into emotional pain as well, and so that there can be an uncomfortable situation, like someone has died and you're feeling grief. It's a painful emotion, but the mind doesn't have to create suffering around that painful emotion. So that it's one of those areas where it's the English word suffering, kind of, it's not really specific enough, but I would say it's kind of important.
Yeah, it's a very important point, and that also, and just looking back at the Buddha's life and examples from his life, where the Buddha experiencing, because there's several suttas and occasions where the Buddha is teaching to the assembly, and then finally he says, my back hurts and I need to have a rest, and Ananda or Sariputta, you know, would you? The assembly is still alert and attentive. Continue teaching, so he'll go off and lay down, have a bit of a break, and because his back is killing him, so that he wasn't just being a wuss. This is, it was just sort of, this a reality that one needs to deal with on on the physical level and give oneself a break from it. And there's also, and then even that emotional pain, there's a very beautiful, or to me, a very touching sutta where it's after the death of Sariputta and Moggallana, and the Buddha is looking out to the assembly, and he says, you know, the assembly feels empty to me now that Sariputta and Moggallana are no longer with us. But then he goes on and gives a kind of a rousing talk on accepting the reality of impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and non-self, and the inevitability of aging and death. It's everybody's inheritance. But it wasn't that he didn't have any feelings.